Austria. 9. Mozart.
Uncle Jeremy, what's that beautiful music you're listening to? I mean, it sounds familiar, but I don't know what it is.
It's Mozart, Katie. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. This piece is called Lucio Silla and was written in around 1770.
Wow, that's a long time ago. I think it's unbelievable that we still listen to his music today. Didn't he start composing when he was 2 years old or something?
Actually, he was 5 years old. But yes, he was very young indeed. When he was 6, he played for the Bavarian Elector and Empress.
That's amazing. When I was 6 years old, I was playing with dolls, not performing in public to famous people.
His father decided he should cash in on Wolfgang's talents, so the family set off on a trip which took them to London and Paris.
So, his father wanted to make some money and took Mozart all over the world to play in public.
He played for the English and French royal families, who were astonished by his talents. After that, they headed for Vienna.
He must have had a very busy life as a child. Where was he when he wrote the piece we are listening to now?
He was in Italy at that time, acquainting himself with Italian styles. During that visit, he also wrote Mitridate, which is also an opera and a serenata, for performance in Milan.
He must have still been a teenager at that time, maybe a little younger than me. I was scared when I moved away to go to university, but he had been working around the world before he was 18.
Then, in 1773, he went to Vienna again, where he wrote a set of string quartets, and on his return, wrote a group of symphonies, including his two earliest, numbers 25 in G minor and 29 in A.
When did he die? Was he old?
He died in 1791 and was buried in a Vienna suburb with little ceremony and in an unmarked grave.
He died young. Must have been because his life was so busy.